Support for this podcast is provided by Subchuck Law. Revolution Recap thanks Subchuck Law for their support of our show, local independent media, and their mission of bringing unbiased truth. Welcome everyone to another episode of Revolution Recap. Today we have a good episode. We have an interview with Nico Calabria and Kelvin Jimenez of the New England Revolution amputee soccer team. If you're a longtime listener of this podcast, you may remember we had Nico on our podcast last year in our March 30th episode, March 30th, 2022. This is a bit of a follow-up. If you haven't listened to that episode, we recommend you go back and listen to it. We talk more about the history and the origins of amputee soccer. And today we're doing a follow-up about where amputee soccer is locally and nationally and all the exciting things that they are continuing to develop and how they're continuing to grow. You can go support the New England Revolution amputee soccer team by going to the April 1st game where the Revolution are playing NYCFC. The amputee soccer team will be playing the New York Metro amputee soccer team in an exhibition at halftime of that game. And also the following day on April 2nd, the two teams will be playing in a full game at Legion Memorial Field in Weymouth, Massachusetts at 9 a.m. Again, that's April 2nd at Legion Memorial Field in Weymouth, Massachusetts. So you can go check out some amputee soccer there following the Revolution game on April 1st if you like what you see at halftime. I will note that this was recorded 2 weeks ago, so during the interview when we're talking with Nico, the details of the April 2nd game had not been finalized, but again, I want to say it here early and often that the April 2nd game will be taking place at Legion Memorial Field in Weymouth, Massachusetts at 9 a.m. You can also support the New England Revolution amputee soccer team by following them on Instagram at Revolution Amputee Soccer. You can also follow the USA amputee soccer team at US Amputee Soccer. And also, if you want to learn more about their organization or potentially donate, you can go to usampsoccer.org. And just so I don't need to interrupt the interview, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Golasso Kits. Golasso Kits' mission is to bring unique vintage jerseys to your home with a catalog of jerseys, jackets, scarves, and more from clubs and national teams from over 80 countries in the world. They have United States men's national team merch, women's national team merch, Revs merch, other MLS merch, merch from your favorite European club that you can support from afar. And if you don't know what you want, you can choose one of their mystery kit packages where you enter in the size and style of your jersey and they give you the kit of your dream that you didn't even know you needed. So go check out GolassoKits.com today for their full selection and make sure you follow them at GolassoKits on Instagram for updates on their new inventory. They do weekly unboxing videos. And when you find something you like, use promo code REVSRECAP to save 15% off your order. That is promo code REVSRECAP at GolassoKits for 15% off your order. Links and code are in the show notes. And also make sure you are subscribed to us on Instagram, on Twitter. We appreciate everyone who has left reviews for us on iTunes and Spotify. Appreciate that we finally made it over the 50 five-star review on Spotify. Our next big hurdle is reaching 100 five-star reviews on iTunes. So if you have not done that already, please go leave us a review on iTunes and or Spotify if you haven't already. And with that being said, here is Nico and Kelvin. Joining us now on Revolution Recap, we have two members of the New England Revolution amputee soccer team, Nico Calabria, who was on the team last year, and Kelvin Jimenez, who has joined the team recently, I believe this year. He's a new member of the team. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first, before we begin, Nico, we interviewed you last year, but for those people who are maybe new to our show or maybe haven't listened to the interview, can you give us kind of a brief summary of what is amputee soccer?
Amputee soccer is a seven-a-side game. Six field players have forearm crutches and work on just one leg. The goalies have one arm and are confined to the goalie box. There's no offsides. All the throw-ins are kick-ins. There's no slide tackling. But besides that, it's essentially the same game of soccer. It typically ends up being kind of higher scoring, more shots on goal, more time with the ball near the net because it's a smaller field. And it's played by about 70 countries around the world with something with bids to get into the Paralympics in the future. So it's a really exciting sport. It's super physical. It's super fast. And ultimately, yeah, it's called the game, the fastest game on one leg. So definitely worth checking out, and you got to see it to believe it kind of thing.
And you've been involved with the formation of the local team, the New England Revolution amputee soccer team. How did that start, and how did the kind of organization kind of grow locally over the past few years?
Well, I grew up in Boston, and I went to school in Colorado. And when I came back from Colorado, I knew that we needed to get these regional teams of amputee soccer started, because at that point, our national program was all that we had running. So I worked with a guy named Rafael Perdiguao, who was a Brazilian immigrant and successful in starting amputee soccer teams in Brazil, to get a team started here in Boston. And I had had a few interactions with the Revolution over the course of the years, you know, flipping the halftime coin at one point. And I just reached out to them and said, you know, we'd like to get this program started, and they were able to support us. And since then, it's grown tremendously. And we're excited to see new athletes joining the program year after year.
And Calvin, you've joined the team more recently. Is that correct?
Yes, I joined them this year. It's my first season with them.
So, how did you learn about the team, and how did you get involved with the organization?
I got involved through my rehab. So I became an amputee through an accident, and then I had to go and do physical therapy. And then I grew up playing soccer. Like, I was involved with sports, and the first thing I asked was like, hey, do you know anything? Can I play soccer again? And they were like, probably not, you know, like, so for me, my dream was crushed. And then they researched, and then that's when they stumbled upon amputee soccer. I had never heard of it. And then that's when they referred me to Nico. And then I emailed Nico, and me and him stayed in contact. And as I worked on my recovery, Nico just kept checking in on me and asking me how I'm doing and everything, trying to get me out to come. And then I came out, and the rest is history. I'm just glad to have met this guy, Nico.
What are the trainings like, and how long have you been going to training with Nico and the Revolution team?
I want to say this whole year, 2023, a little bit. I want to say since like last November, we've been training actually, and we've been doing it once a week. We've been doing a few camps in between, training a few training sessions and stuff. The practices are great. We play scrimmages, we do some drills, and it's great, man. And we just want to get as many people to find out about the sport and other amputees that don't know about it, and have them come out, you know, and they need it more than, you know, it just helps you mentally, physically. It's an amazing thing, you know?
And I was going to say, what does it mean to you to kind of have this opportunity to play soccer again?
Man, to me, it was like when I played soccer my whole life as a kid, and then for the doctors to tell me I'll never be able to play and do the sport that I grew up in loving, was like a piece of me was taken away. So when I, you know, I connected with Nico and he brought me out to play with the team, I can say for the first time since I became an amputee, I felt complete again, you know? It was like a piece of me was missing. So to be able to play the sport again that I love, it's different, but it's so much more fun. Like, you know, it's so fast. Like, it's the fastest sport on one leg, you know, for a reason. I enjoy it, man. It's amazing, you know.
I believe you guys had a game against New York a few weeks ago. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we played New York in New York as kind of the beginning of the amputee. We're not sure what we're calling it yet. We're not sure if we're calling it the amputee MLS or if we're calling it the U.S. Amputee Soccer Championships, but it was the first game of that series for sure.
I was going to ask, is it it sounds like a season or a series of games. Do you guys have a set schedule in terms of how many games you play against other regional teams?
So our hope is to have a regular season that comes together. And the fact that we even have four teams right now that are up and running is a huge step in the right direction for us. So as of now, we have New England, New York, Texas, and Los Angeles that have teams that are operating and playing on a regular basis. So it is our hope to have our first championship this year in Boston. So we have a couple different venues and dates that we're looking at, but our goal is that we have these regular competitions between the teams, and we have the players that are coming out and training and making it to practices, and we're getting the competition level up. Now the issue is about finding funding so that the teams that are coming, particularly from far away, are able to make that happen financially. So between New York and New England, we can do it all driving. So we can save a ton of costs there. When we want to bring in Houston, or if we want to travel down to Houston or to Los Angeles, there's a significant cost associated. So that's kind of what's preventing us at this point from launching this full season.
And another event I know you have in your schedule, we talked to you last year, Nico, before your exhibition at the Revolution game. You're going to be doing one again this year. What date is that set for this year?
Yeah, so the New York City team is going to be coming up. It's on April 1st to Gillette Stadium. So it's a Saturday night. I think kickoff is 7:30. And it will be NYCFC versus New England. And the New York amputee soccer team will come up to play a halftime demonstration. And it's also, we're in the planning stages right now for finding a field for Sunday morning, April 2nd, to have a full-sided game. Because it's great to play the halftime demos. We love to do that because playing in front of a stadium is incredible, and we don't get that opportunity. And then also, we want to play the full-sided game with the full minutes at regulation time. So that's what we're hoping to do on April 2nd. And we have a few venues we're looking at, but ultimately that weekend will kind of be an amputee soccer weekend in Boston.
That's great. And Calvin, just curious, what does it mean? I assume you'll take part in the exhibition. Are you excited to play at Gillette Stadium? And furthermore, what does it mean to you that the Revolution are supporting your organization?
Man, like the support we get from them is amazing, man. Like growing up from Massachusetts, you know, you grow up as a kid, your dream is to play for the New England Revolution, you know, no matter what position you play or where you come from or whatever, if you're from here, you know, you want to play for the New England Revolution. So for me to be able to put on that uniform, that jersey, those colors, it's surreal, man. It's almost the equivalent of putting on like the national team, like, you know, jersey, being a local kid, you know. So to play at Gillette, it's going to be an amazing experience, you know. And hopefully we can get a lot of people to come out and show support and just see what the sport's all about. You know, it's growing and it's only uphill from here from now. And man, it's like Nico said, it's one of those things that you need to see to believe it, because we got some serious, serious talent on the team, you know, and it would be amazing just to showcase it to the world.
And kind of moving from kind of a regional to kind of the national team real quick, Nico, I know some of our listeners remember you guys talking about raising money to go to the Amputee World Cup in Turkey in 2022. I just wanted to get your thoughts and what that experience was like. You guys advanced out of the group stage. You guys ended up losing to Haiti, who it seems like is our CONCACAF rivals in amputee soccer. They're certainly a really good team. They finished in fourth place. They tied against Turkey in the group stage, and Turkey ended up winning the World Cup, so they're certainly a very good team. But just wanted to hear your thoughts and what that experience was like playing in the World Cup and how it compared to previous tournaments you played in.
Yeah, I mean, it was an incredible experience. And anytime going to travel abroad and represent the U.S., playing the sport that I love is an honor and a privilege and something that, yeah, it's just something I cherish. And I think, you know, the Revolution helped us get there. They helped us get to the World Cup. And we were very excited to see that our program kind of broke out of, I don't know if stagnation is the right word, but we proved on the world stage that we are a competitive program that's looking to win tournaments. We came to win the World Cup. We didn't just come to escape the group. And, you know, we beat ninth finishing England in the group stage. We as you said, we went to extra time in the round of 16 with Haiti, who finished fourth. we showed a lot of people, I think a lot of people looked at the U.S. program similar to how they look at the U.S. men's program. That's like, you know, they're not an upper echelon program. And I think this time around, we came out and showed people that we're really looking to compete and that our program has developed in such a way that is supporting our program getting much more competitive. And yeah, I mean, it was incredible. And Turkey, just to put things in perspective, Turkey's whole team, first of all, they have a tier of professional amputee soccer that's going on, club level professional amputee soccer that's being played. And then all of their national team athletes are professional athletes. They do it full time. They're sponsored by, you know, large corporate sponsors, as well as the Turkish National Soccer Federation. And it's something that we lack in the United States, which really makes it tough for us to get together because everyone that plays is a volunteer. So that's what we're up against. We're up against professional athletes who are playing full time, and we're doing it on a volunteer basis. But that being said, we took a step from where we were in previous World Cups to being, you know, a premier team in World Amputee Football. And I'm just excited to see that the program has developed as much as it has. And I think people are not looking at us as an easy pick at this point. They're looking at us as an opponent to be wary of as we get into the international amputee football.
And Nico, I got to ask, was there a golden boot? Because I was counting up the number of goals you had. You scored 9 in 7 games. Is there a golden boot, and were you close? I was trying to see who was the leading scorer of the tournament. I have to imagine you were up there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I missed it by one goal, but there were two athletes from Haiti and one athlete from Turkey who had one more goal than I did, and the dude from Turkey ultimately won the Golden Boot because Turkey won the World Cup. But yeah, I was super happy with my tournament. It's the best one I've ever had, and you know, sometimes the stars just align and things come together, and ultimately it is a testament to the team that came up for the U.S. Like we played a team style attack. It wasn't just like an individual performance. It was very much a systems game, and it, you know, it's 7-a-side soccer. So it's not, there's nowhere to hide on the field. Like everyone has to be able to move the ball. Everyone has to be able to pass and understand the game of soccer. So we really developed an attacking system of soccer that led to lots of opportunities to score goals. And I was happy to put a lot of them in the back of the net, and you know, I hope to keep doing so going forward.
So obviously it sounds like the 2022 World Cup was a big success. And I remember you saying last year that the qualifying tournament too was also kind of showed the growth. It was a very big tournament. You said it was bigger than some previous World Cups you've played in. So it seems like the growth over last year on the international stage has kind of grown. What's next for the national team? Do you guys have qualifying? Do you guys have international tournaments? From a USA standpoint, what's next for the national team?
Yeah, so we have a few major goals for 2023. During 2022, all of our attention was placed on preparing this national team to go to the World Cup and represent the United States. And at this point, we're in a stage of growth. We want to see three things happen. One, we want to see the growth of the regional programs around the country so that anyone living with limb loss or limb difference from anywhere in the country has something close enough to them that they can participate, and it's not cost prohibitive. The second thing is that we're looking to launch our women's national amputee soccer team. So the sport is starting to grow amongst women around the country. There are, I think, 3 teams up and running at this point, with Poland, Colombia, and don't quote me on these, but I believe Sierra Leone. And ultimately, the United States, we take absolute pride in our women's soccer, and we want to make sure that the same happens with amputee soccer. So we're excited to launch that program as well. And then finally, we have our youth development program taking place with a training camp that's going to take place in Los Angeles, May 19th through the 21st. So that's really trying to get the youth involved in the sport and let them know that this sport exists. There's an opportunity to move from here to the national team and connecting them with the regional teams in their area. So those are kind of our 3 major organizational goals. And in addition, March 17th through the 19th in New Jersey, we have a national training camp, national talent ID camp. So Kelvin will be coming to his first, you know, essentially tryout for the national team this weekend. And we're going to have, I believe, 27 amputees coming out to try out for the team, which is the most we've ever had in American history. So it's super exciting to see the growth there. You know, there's only seven field players at a time are going to be playing, or six rather, you know, field players playing on amputee soccer games. So we have lots of athletes that are coming up and trying out for the team. And then as far as international competition, we're also going to be playing in a 6-team international tournament in Poland coming up in September. So that's kind of the big competition we're training for. But besides that, it's all about the grassroots and making sure that players around the country have opportunities to participate.
That sounds great. How can someone, I'll start with the national team first, regional or national, but if one of our listeners wants to get involved with either the New England team or the USA team, where can they go to either get involved or to donate or to volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the number one thing to do is to go to our website, www.usampsoccer.org. At that website, you can find all the information on our upcoming events, ways to donate, ways to volunteer, opportunities to coach, opportunities to get involved in the medical staff. You know, we're looking for everyone to help get involved and spread the word and build this game. So definitely going to the website, as well as following our social media accounts, US Amputee Soccer on Instagram and Revolution Amputee Soccer on Instagram. All of those are linked through our website as well, but that's probably the best way to get going.
Kelvin, before I let you go, are you ready for your tryout?
Definitely, man. Definitely, man. I'm excited and, man, just excited to see this grow and to see all the talents coming from all over the U.S. and see the national team just get better and better, man. You know, like Nico said, I think the 2020 World Cup just put the U.S. and the whole world on notice that the U.S. is here to stay, man, you know. And as we get more amputees and more athletes, it's just going to keep growing, man. And to be invited to this camp and have an opportunity to possibly one day put that jersey on, it's a surreal feeling, man, and something I'm excited for.
Yes, and hopefully you're going to be a part of the United States soccer team in the future, too. And hopefully in a few years when you're getting ready for the 2026 World Cup, I'll have you guys both back on. I'm sure I'll talk to you before then, but I'm sure we'll be talking about you guys getting ready for the 2026 World Cup, too. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Any final words or any message to our listeners?
Sure. Well, first of all, Greg, thank you so much for having us on the show. And yeah, man, this whole thing is volunteer. We're just trying to grow. We want to see this thing get bigger and bigger. We want to find more players. We want to find more volunteers, coaches, equipment, funding, sponsors. All of that just makes the game more accessible to the people who are trying to play. And I'll tell you a quick story about a player we have that's coming from Connecticut right now. His name is Kamal. He's an immigrant from Egypt, and he heard about the team. And for the last like 2.5 months, he's been taking the train from Connecticut to South Station, taking the T from South Station to my apartment. I pick him up and I drive him about 45 minutes to Framingham, where we have our amputee soccer practices. And then he stays on my couch that night. And then he drives home or takes the train home the next day. So there are people who are just making serious commitments and sacrifices to play this game and represent the Revolution, represent New England, represent the United States. And ultimately, we need the help of other people to keep growing and move this to the next level. So being able to come on your show and tell our story and let the people know like what's happening and how we could use some help is such a privilege. So thank you very much. And ultimately, we want to keep growing and offer this game to more people, to more spectators. So thank you. And I hope to continue with this work and appreciate you having us on.
Well, it's the least I can do, Nico. I think you are running a great organization, and it's really exciting to hear how much you've grown since we spoke to you last year. As a follow-up, I probably should have asked this and had this in my list of questions. Where and when do you guys practice?
So we have been practicing in Framingham at the Suburban Athletic Club for the last 2.5 months. But unfortunately, our funding has essentially run out for field time. So we are now looking for alternative field locations, and we'll probably do some rotation around where our guys live. You know, we have people on the South Shore. We have people in New Hampshire. We've got people in Connecticut. And everyone's willing to make the drive because they want to play. So we're not exactly sure what our regular schedule is now, but we'll definitely update it, and that will come up on the website. And anyone who wants to come and check out a practice, be a coach, you know, be a participant, we would love to have you.
I should add to our listeners, if anyone is having trouble finding information for whatever reason, you can always also reach out to us and we'll put you in contact with Nico. Calvin, any message to our listeners or anything you want to share before we depart here today?
I just want to get as many listeners to come out and support us. You know, like if there's one thing I've learned from being here from New England, man, like we have the best sports fans in the world, man. You know, and some diehard fans. So to have those fans come out and root for us when the New England amputee team plays. Have those fans that go to the Revolution or the Celtics or the Bruins and have that same passion when they're rooting for them and come out and support us would be fantastic, man. Just having all those supporters and, you know, and screaming go Revolution, or when Nico scores a few goals, you know, have them screaming his name, man, would be amazing, you know, just to come see for themselves how amazing the sport is and that soccer is played, you know, all over the world in different ways, but you know, it's a universal language, like sport that doesn't matter where you come or what nationality, what language you speak, it brings you together, you know? So hopefully we can have people come out, show support and watch this thing grow, you know? And once again, thank you for having us. Thankful for the opportunity and, you know, and we better see you there, Greg, you know, your Reds jersey on too, you know? I'm gonna hold you to it.
Actually, that's the weekend of my brother's wedding, so you probably will not see me that weekend. But I have two guys on the podcast, so I'll let them. As long as you
take a selfie with the New England Revolution jersey, you're off the hook.
You know what? I will take a selfie with a Revolution jersey at my brother's wedding, and I'll send it to you guys. That's my promise to you.
Wear that.
Thanks again to Nico Calabria and Kelvin Jimenez of the New England Revolution amputee soccer team for joining us today. Once again, you can see them at halftime of the April 1st New England Revolution game against NYCFC, and you can also see them on April 2nd at 9 a.m. at Legion Memorial Field in Weymouth, Massachusetts. We'll be back following this weekend's game against DC United, but until then, thank you everyone for listening, and go Reps!